with the Manantari Confined Gimel. Then also something the Ekstav, through the person's handwriting, Yochol HaTzadik HaEmes, the Hakir HaNefesh of Pnimius and Nefesh HaKosev. The Tzadik Emes has the power to recognize in his handwriting the Nefesh and the Pnimius HaNefesh, the inside, the core of the Nefesh of the person who writes. The Emuna V'Shodesh HaEmuna Shema. He can recognize to what extent this person has Emuna and the origin of his Emuna, how deeply this Emuna goes. Yesh Bechinas Shodesh HaEmuna, because there is a Shodesh to the Emuna. Because the moon itself also has a chiyus, an origin of life, and a roots to it. Because there is an olam of emuna, the world of emuna itself, and where this emuna is taken. This olam emuna also has emuna Hashem. So bechinas shodesh emuna, bechinas pnimius emuna, bechinas pnimius hanefesh. This is the Bechina of the Shedesh of the Emunah, the origin of Emunah, this Elam HaEmunah, which is the Pnimius of the Emunah. The Emunah itself, a person has of the Emunah. The origin of the Shedesh is the Pnimius Emunah. And this is also the Pnimius HaNefesh. Pnimius Emunah is the Pnimius HaNefesh, ki HaNefesh V'Emunah in Bechina Achas, because Nefesh and Emunah are one Bechina, the same. As Yekosev Nafshi V'Sicha Balayla, my Nefesh desires you at night, Dafka, Emunah is an inyan at night. So mainly we see that Nefesh is Laila and Emunah is Laila, meaning that both are the same Bechina. The Ksav, if a person's writing the Tzadik Emes, can recognize the Nefesh, the Pnimius HaNefesh, which is also the Pnimius of the Emunah. The Bechinas Anechi. This is all the Bechina of Anechi. The Ksav, which shows the Nefesh, the Pnimius of the Nefesh, is called Anechi. Shem Lechazal, the Gemara says that Anechi is Nutrikin, the Yashutavis of Ano Nafshi Kisovis Yehovis. That I give my Nefesh into my Ksav, into the handwriting, a person places his Nefesh. A person's Nefesh can be seen, can be recognized. The person who writes gives his Nefesh into the handwriting and also the Pnimius inside of his Nefesh. That Ani is the letters Ano Nafshi Yehovis. I give my Nefesh. That's the Chitzainius of the Shechina. And Onrechi, Ado Shechinta Pnimius. Onrechi is a higher Madrega, that's the Pnimius Hashechina, which of course means Emuna, which is the Nefesh. Nimsa Shechav Melamezes al Bechina Shechinta Pnimius. We see that the Ksav is Merami is not the Pnimius Hashechina. Ani, which is a lower Madrega, which hasn't got the Ksav, that's the Chitzainius Hashechina. And Onrechi, which has the Kaf stance of Ksav, that's for the Ksav, that is the Shechina Pnimius, which is the Pnimius HaNefesh. The Chenis of the Eitz Chayim. The Inyan is Vakshis HaElamis, you know, the cloaking of the Elamis. Shakeser, he Pnimius HaNefesh. Keser is the Pnimius HaNefesh. Vida of Keser is the inside of the Nefesh. The Achof of Bechina of Keser, come over here. The word Achof is the Bechina of Keser. Because the Shechina is the Bechina of Nefesh. Then maybe we said that the Chav of Onrechi, which is Keser, that Chav stands for Shechinta Pnimius. And that Shechinta Pnimius is the Nefesh, which means the Pnimius of the Nefesh. Nimsa Ashay, the Haksav, Shum Bechina is Chav, the Ksav, which is the Bechina of the Chav in the word Onrechi, is Gala Venida Bechina is Pnimius and Nefesh, Pnimius and Onrechina. So this Chav, this Ksav, there is revealed, there is seen the Pnimius HaNefesh, the Pnimius HaMunah. That's in the Ksav. Yehadibush in the Dabed Ematzade Kalamiti Ubamala Gadel in the Ksav. The speech that a person speaks with the Tzadik HaEmes is in a higher Madrega than the Ksav. And there the Tzadik HaEmes can derive more than the Ksav. Ki Ksav in the Irak Pi'ulas HaNefesh. The Ksav is only the work of the Nefesh, not the action of the Nefesh. From the action of the Nefesh, it's that I can understand the type of the Nefesh. But the speech, the Dibur, is the Nefesh itself. That in speech, the Nefesh itself comes out. So the Dibur is the Nefesh, not just the action of the Nefesh, but that's the Nefesh actually. Even though the Dibur is something that's intangible, can't be touched, it can't be seen, because the fact that he's a Tzadik Emes, Dibur in the type of the nefesh itself. Okay, Yachalina is mechus nefesh biatzmo, because he decided again, he has the power to see, to recognize in this dibur, though it's even nefesh. He recognizes the dibur and see the type of the nefesh itself. That's the Yilu Nahayim Adregah, the Niksav. Baruch Hashem.